Hull win on penalty shots here at Brayhead Arena. With me is the netminder, Ben Bounds. Ben, congratulations on that. Congratulations on your 100th appearance as well for the club.
Cheers.
As nights go, that must have went pretty well for you.
Yeah, I mean, apart from that, obviously a little moment and silliness in my head with that third goal. I lost it a little bit on that one, but it was nice to come back and obviously winning then, to obviously winning the shootout, it's even nicer.
What happened in that third goal? You, as you said, you put it there, you lost the rag there. What happened?
Yeah, it was just as obviously the shot coming in, a player coming across, and I don't know if he meant to or not, he got me straight in his face with his stick, and my helmet actually came up to me about my eyeline, so obviously I couldn't see a thing, and it went past me. And for me, when the ref shouldn't be looking at puck, he should be looking at play in front of net. So obviously that's where a lot of stuff happens, and that's where dirty plays happen and stuff like that. And it's moments like that in a tight game. I mean, I'm sure that Braid's goalie didn't exactly the same if it had been on him, and I mean, it happens. It's just obviously it's frustrating when it does, especially that close to the end of a game that's as tight as it was and as big as it is for both teams.
You got the last laugh as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
think. Slamming your body into the boards as well, just to wind up the fans.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously, as soon as it happened, obviously, they were giving me a bit of abuse for it. So I thought, I'll give him a little bit back. I mean, saw Jody Lehman do it a few years back in Nottingham. And,
right.
I flashback to that. I thought, I want to put a photo a bit like Jody did, because that was a good one. But no, I mean, it's not like sporting, that you just do things without thinking sometimes. But yeah, like you say, and there we got last laugh in the end, which were good.
Big win for Hull tonight. You've now won 5 games in Scotland in 10 so far. Last year it was only 2-16. What's been the reason for that? What's been the sudden change in the way that the club been picking up results?
Just a better team, better dressing room. Obviously, still got the same coach, and Clute's an awesome coach. I've picked up my player this season. And like I said in the last interview, the dressing room is extremely tight. We've got a good set of guys. Brought a lot of French guys in like past year that's doing a job for us.
You only say next year, boy.
Yeah. But no, I mean, overall, just we've got a totally different team, totally better team. It's a good dressing room full of confidence. Obviously, when you're full of confidence, you're tight, and results come your way.
You got an assist as well on that first goal. You don't get many assists.
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't really know much about that assist, because I think I saved it and it went onto post and straight back onto Gomez's stick. So, yeah, when I heard my name announced for, like, obviously, it took me by surprise, but I'll take an assist every now and then. Don't matter how they come.
Now, you're up in Scotland for the weekend. You've got Edinburgh Capitals tomorrow. Keep that winning run going. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, obviously, we know Edinburgh's going to be tough, especially in their barn. They're going to come flying, obviously, where results have gone in Hull when we've played them last twice. I mean, at the end of the day, they're always a dangerous team, no matter what. They play a different style to everyone else. And when Edlovsky's on form, and is pretty hard to beat, just like Jones is here. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, we'll work hard tomorrow, get back in it, rest up tonight, and then hopefully we'll pick 2 points up, just get his best shot.
Perfect, thanks very much, Ben.
Right.
Joining me now is the Stingrays player coach, Sylvain Cloutier. Sylvain, congratulations on the result tonight. What was the secret to getting the win tonight?
Obviously, we just stuck to the game plan and didn't get frustrated. I mean, a little frustrated that last penalty that we got at the end there. But overall, I mean, you know, we played a nice, patient road game, and we did what we had to do to get the 2 points.
Carl Lozen getting the equaliser, I mean, that just typifies just the way your team have been this season, the way you've been picking up results.
Yeah, I mean, you know, since December there, we have a really good record. You know, we've been sticking to the game plan, sticking together and as a group, and Lozen, Doucette, Tendler, Silver, Davies, all those guys have been doing a great job, and Bouncy's really picked it up. He's been making some big saves for us, but, you know, the whole Stingray is going to win games. We win as a team, and that's what we've been doing as a group.
A better record than Scotland this year as well. I was talking to Bouncy a few minutes ago. You've won 5-10 compared to 2-16 last year. Better prepared for it this year, is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. I mean, last year, obviously, we didn't know what to expect, and long bus trips, and this year we were ready, and, you know, we came earlier today. We checked into the hotel at noon and had our lunches and got ready for the game, and you know, you need to be, because it's tough getting off the bus after 5 hours and coming to play up here. You know, these guys have it easy when they play each other, the 4 teams. So, but no, I mean, you know, a few bounces too. We've been lucky too, so, which is a good thing.
That's it. But I mean, 3-2, Brayhead go ahead. You're thinking, well, that's the game done. I certainly thought that when I was commentating on the game. But you just kept at it. You kept plugging away, and you got the result in the end.
Yeah, I mean, I told them we called a timeout. I said, you just gotta, you know, keep our heads up here. Got a lucky bounce there, and let's go see what happens here in the last 2 minutes here, or And the guys went in and, you know, Deuce faked a shot and made a nice pass to Lozo. And you know, it was nice to see Lozo score that goal.
Certain penalty shots, that's a lottery. It's really anybody's game at that point. You can't get too disappointed whether you win or lose, can you?
No, we were happy with the point before the shootout. I mean, even before the overtime, we said that's a big point to get on the road here, especially here in Brayhead. I mean, you know, I think they're the best team in our conference and they're the toughest one to play against and get points from. So to come here and to get a point, we were happy. And then the guys are like, do we go for it in overtime or do we wait for the show? So you got to go for it. It doesn't matter what happens now. You go and try to get the 2 points. And obviously, the shootout is just luck. It's whoever gets lucky, and you know, we got lucky tonight.
You've gained a point on Dundee as well. They lost in 5, but they lost in penalty shots as well. So that makes it a better night for you.
Yeah, it is. It's always nice to see that. But it keeps the conference close, you know. Right now, obviously, I think it's us, Brayhead and Dundee at the top. But you can't forget Fife. They got a lot of games in hand, and they're a good hockey team too. So if they start getting confidence, they're going to get going too.
We've got Edinburgh tomorrow. That's going to be a tough game. It always is when you guys go to Murrayfield. But you're in Scotland now. You don't have that long bus journey before it.
No, I mean, we got no excuses tomorrow. And, you know, the guys have to be ready from the drop of the puck. I mean, you know, Richard's got a good team there. And if you're not ready from the start, like they did to us the one night, I think it was 4-0 after the first period up there. So you got to be ready. We got to play our game and stick to our systems and worry about what we're going to do and let them adjust to us. And like again, we got to keep it simple, keep it to the outside, let Bouncy see the puck and make sure we bury him and we have our chances.
Quick word on Bouncy, 100th appearance tonight, gets an assist, also gets a 10-minute misconduct as well. He's had quite a night.
Yeah, I mean, Bouncy's done a great job for us. He had a bit of a rough start there. I think he came in, I'm not saying he thought it was going to be easier his second year, but he's worked extremely hard since October to get himself in top shape. I mean, I told him, you're number one goalie, you got to be in top shape, you're playing all the games. You can't come in and not be ready. And he's really turned it on. And right now, he's been one of our best players. And, you know, if he keeps playing like that, we're going to have a chance here.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Cliff.
Thank you.